We're very happy now to be joined by Isaiah Austin. He has an incredible story, and now he has an incredible book as well. It's called Dream Again. It is available through Howard Books and Simon & Schuster. And Isaiah, before we get started with this, it's amazing to me to know that when you were in junior high and you tore a retina in your eye and actually lost that eye, that you could go on to play basketball. And thinking about the perspective, what was that adjustment like for you?
It was very difficult. At first, you know, I lost all depth perception in my vision, and I really couldn't even pour a glass of water in front of me if I tried. But, you know, it just really took a lot of praying, and through God's grace, he was, you know, able to put me back out on that basketball court, and I was able to really prosper among my peers.
Was it just a case of, I mean, I can understand maybe if that's the only way you saw your whole life, but you had to almost learn how to see again, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I just really didn't know what to do with the basketball aspect of it because it was so hard for me to see my man and the ball and the basket at the same time. So I really had to just find ways to adjust myself on the court to help myself, you know, play at the best ability I'm able to play at.
And then good enough to be a fantastic high school player and then to play for the Baylor Bears. What was it about that program that just said, this is for me?
It was just a family environment. You know, it was a Christian university, so I was able to profess my faith openly without anybody scrutinizing me about it. And also, you know, Baylor Nation is also, people don't know Waco is, you know, the small town in Texas, and it's really like a college town. You know, everybody lives and dies for the sports, and I just felt at home there. So I wanted to, you know, take my talents that way.
And, you know, when you think Baylor the last few years, you think of RG3, and I know Robert Griffin III, he wrote a foreword for the book. Did you know him when you were in college, or did you meet him after?
I actually met him before I was in college and in high school on one of my visits, and we kind of clicked, and, you know, it was just a friendship ever since then. And, you know, he's taught me a lot about life. That guy himself has been through a lot of adversity, and he's actually overcome a lot that people don't know of. So I'm just thankful that, you know, I'm able to really call him a friend, because a lot of people, you know, try to misconstrue him and, you know, try to say that he's this, he's that, you know, but at the end of the day, he's a great person.
And, you know, people think of Texas, the Friday Night Lights, it's a football state, but they do love their basketball too, don't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, basketball in Texas, it's not as big as football, but it's definitely growing.
Speaking with Isaiah Austin, his new book, Dream Again. So, you know, it's one thing to play college ball. That's a fantastic accomplishment, but you are a standout. And then literally just days before the draft, you get diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. And for people who don't know what that is, if you could just explain it very quickly, what is Marfan syndrome?
Marfan syndrome is a connective tissue disorder. And basically your body is held together by your connective tissue. So a person with Marfan would have weaker connective tissues than, you know, say a person without. Some other side effects of Marfan syndrome could be a detached retina, which I experienced. Stretch marks across the chest, incave chest, extremely long arms, just a frail body frame. A lot of things that I, you know, really show in my body and my stature. But it's very dangerous, and that's why, you know, I'm doing all I can to help raise the awareness for it, because, you know, we want to be able to save a life, even if it means, you know, taking away the sport that kid or child may be playing at the time.
And I guess when you think about your faith and how much it has helped you through this, because as any young person would think, you know, why me? Well, what did I do to deserve this? Why do you take me to the brink of this, of my dreams coming true, and then once again I have this setback? And the way you've come through again and writing this book, because anybody could have gone into a shell and just given up at that point, and you didn't. What was it about you? Was it the people around you and your faith?
I definitely would give credit to my faith and the people around me. It's hard to go through something like that, especially 5 days before your dream is about to come true. It's like everything that you've worked for was just ripped away from you in the blink of an eye. And, you know, luckily I've grown up a strong person in my faith and a strong Christian, and I fear God, and I really trust his plan for my life. So it made it just that much easier for me to be able to overcome this.
And we all saw you at the NBA draft when the commissioner came out and took the time to name you an honorary draft pick, and all the NBA stars, they knew who you were. And in a way, I mean, you think about the attention you got there. That was it was a very special moment. Was that sort of surreal for you?
It was very surreal. You know, it was like my dream was coming true, even though it wasn't. I was so thankful for it. And, you know, that moment just shows the grace that Adam Silver and the class at the NBA had.
And then you think, you know, here, you've written a book about your life, but you're still an extremely young man, and this is just really the first chapter. And with all you've been through and the perspective you had and the intelligence that you have, I mean, you think about this is really just the beginning, right?
I mean, yeah, that's really all I can say about it, is that, you know, I'm far from peaking in my life, and I know that I'm going to have a lot more adversity that I'm going to have to overcome, a lot of problems that I'm going to have to face in my near future, but you know, I'm lucky enough to have the right people around me right now, a great support system in Baylor Nation, a great support system in God, and a great support system in my family and close friends, that I'll be able to accomplish and overcome anything.
Just a couple more questions for Isaiah Austin. There's a quote from your mom that I've never heard before. I don't know if it's hers, but I really like it. She says, "There are two choices in life. You can make it your excuse, or you can make it your story." And I think a lot of us, no matter what we do, we feel we're victims, and all we do is complain, and it's so hard to value the things that we already have. We always want what we don't have, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, always want to play the victim role, but the truth is, you know, you're not going to be able to do that your whole life. So, you know, why not be your own superhero and save yourself? You know, it's a terrible thing when I see people, you know, just weeping in their demise and, you know, saying that there's no way out when there is a way out. You know, you have to keep a positive mindset and surround yourself by great people, and just have that faith in God. And I promise you that you'll be able to overcome anything.
And finally, I mean, I know about Marfan syndrome because of you, and that's what you're trying to do, to get the word out. And I know proceeds from this book will go to your foundation, right?
Yeah, definitely. The proceeds will go to my foundation. Part of those proceeds will actually be transferred into the Marfan Foundation to help build and raise the awareness for Marfan syndrome. So buying my book isn't just supporting me, it's supporting millions of people around the world who are affected by Marfan syndrome.
Once again, we want to encourage everyone to check out Dream Again through Howard Books. It is written by Isaiah Austin with Matt Litton, and it's about this incredible story. Hey, Isaiah, it's been an honor having you on my show. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you again down the road, hopefully.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much, Isaiah Austin.